Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Hola. Good morning. Oh, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but nationally, internationally, and the world. Imagine by logging in blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. You'll discover what I have to say and what the world has to say when you log on to blogtalkradio.com. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. And did you know that you could be one? I know today's topic is, how do they do it, part two? Extreme athletes, where no mountain is too high, or no ocean is too wide. I won't even do zip lining. Bungee jumping is out of the question. Inversion boots, don't you dare. Please check with your doctor first. I'm not medical, but I've had more experience than most of you. Based on, I've lived longer. And you don't want to quickly be in an upright position, put the inversion boots on, and turn yourself upside down? You know, the blood rushing to your brain? One of my acquaintances years ago, she was a singer, when I had my business in Chicago, she called me and she said, I nearly died. I said, oh, what did you do? What did you do? Well, she said, someone told me that inversion boots would help my health and blah, 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 blah. And I did. And she said, I thought I was going to die. I got so dizzy. My head was pounding. Why would you do that? And why would anyone bungee jump? I am not medical. Check with your doctor first. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and it's June 25th, 2014. Do you realize that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, January, February, March, April, May, June, in 5 days, we will be halfway through 2014? Did you accomplish everything that you said you were going to accomplish? Or are you one of those? I would have, I could have. Come on. We write our own scripts. Our life is what we create ourselves. And we're ultimately responsible for everything that happens to us. Did you hear me? When I woke up this morning, I knew that my blank canvas was waiting for me. And that it was up to me to really make this a spectacular day. And yeah, I am. Well, first of all, the book that I've been waiting for forever and ever at the library is available. I'm going to pick that up. And then I'm going to Office Depot to print out about 100 handouts. You know, tomorrow is, I'm going to be addressing seniors. And I really haven't a clue what they're all about, what they're looking for. I have no idea what their energy level is. But I want to share with you the three flyers that I'm going to hand out. What are you waiting for? George Burns said, and I quote, "If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself." On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, rate yourself. How do you feel? How's your energy? How do you sleep at night? Did you know every 7 years our bodies go through a biological and physiological change? So let's do the math. 0 to 7, 7 to 14, 14 to 21, 21 to 28, 28 to 35, 35 to 42, 42 to 49, 49 to 56, 56 to 63, 70 to 77. And the guy that I'm going to profile today is 78. And I'm telling you, honey, 77 to 84. Awesome changes in your body. Because your body really wants to slow down. But the body and the brain don't age. We do. And then 84 to 93, 93 to 100. Hey, I don't know your age, but haven't you noticed armpit dumplings, fatty tummies, and waistlines, lackluster energy? Just want to do nothing? Ah. Bother time and Mother Nature in the wings salivating and rubbing their hands together saying, I gotcha. Aging is normal, but how we age is a matter of choice. You heard me. It's a matter of choice. Right now, how do you want to look in 2, 5, 10, 20, 30 years? The answer, what gets worse with age gets better with exercise. Let me give you a powerful visual. This is from a doctor. When you don't exercise, your muscles let out a steady trickle of chemicals and tell every cell to decay day after day after day. Our changing bodies, again, it's just dry rot we program into our cells by sedentary living, junk foods, and stress. Go to secret number 4 in the Elixir of Youth. And you want to know what? Getting into shape is easier than you think. Activity could be anything, gardening, walking, housework. Ew. Exercise, aerobic, anaerobic. When exercising, two things matter. How long and what your pulse rate is during exercise. Aerobic exercise is steady, nonstop, ballroom and belly dancing and running. Non-aerobic, skiing, tennis, and golf. Benefits of exercise may help to reduce stress. It helps stretches the good years. Fitness is the measure of how much blood your body can pump and how much oxygen it can process. Matter of the heart? A muscle. Work it regularly, and it becomes stronger. Getting into shape is easier than you think. What are you waiting for? Ah, the second flyer? Oh, you'll love this. The Elixir of Youth, call to action. Exercise for optimal longevity. This is a fact. Only 0.5% of U.S. exercise regularly. Only half, not even percent, only half of the U.S. Fact, only 6% of those 75 and older exercise. And only 25% of those 65 to 74 engage in regular exercise. Why do men and women lose interest or simply stop exercising by the age of 60? Ah, ages 20 to 30, come on, 20 years old, you're bulletproof, aggressive in their exercise routine. 30 to 40, the tempo is still aggressive. 50 to 60, exercising drops dramatically. 60 to 70, seniors choose sedentary life. Exercise lags with age, but increasing, young adults still exercise more than older adults, but bigger improvements were seen in the upper age categories. As baby boomers age, they are remaining more active or adding exercise to their routines. More education, more exercise. More than half of college graduates reported regular exercise, while only 36% of high school dropouts did. Are we getting healthier? Americans are inching closer to the healthy people 2010 goal of at least 50% getting regular exercise. But obesity rates continue to climb in the U.S., along with fears of future epidemics of type 2 diabetes and heart disease related to obesity and sedentary lifestyles in our children. And at one point, I think they were going to take physical exercise out of grade schools. Lack of exercise raises the risk of obesity. Do you ever wonder who invented exercise? Jerry Morris, a Glasgow-educated epidemiologist, is credited for the man who invented exercise. He died at age 99. The history of fitness began with the primitive man, pre-10,000 BC. Primitive nomadic lifestyles required the continual task of hunting and gathering food for survival. Exercise is the hallmark to living longer. I'm going to have to add my website to that one. Let's see, is it there? Yeah, on the other one. Imagine, just by getting off your duff, you know, let me read it to you again. We write our own scripts. Our life is what we create ourselves. And we're ultimately responsible for everything that happens to us. No blame, no nothing. It's your call. And it's going to be interesting to see, and I'll give you a update on Friday morning. The show is on at 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. Central Time. Now, tomorrow I'm on at 11:30 to 12:30 Central Time, but then I'll be off and running to this place. I still don't know where I'm going. I still don't know what time it's going to be, but I guess it's going to be around 2. And I said to Lillian, I said, come on, words that empower, words that hurt. You better let me know so I have an idea of where it is I should be going. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in the entire world. Now, the call-in number is 1-347-637-3789. That is 1-347-637-3789. And let me know what you're thinking. Oh, come on, it's 9:15 Eastern Time. Let's see, I think it's 6:15 Pacific Time. And it's 4 o'clock in Hawaii. But what difference does it make? If you have something to say, I want you to share it with me. But then I have to tell you about Virtual Portal. But before I do that, I'll give you my email, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on kathywatsonspeaks.com. Or simply ageless.net. How about that? Yeah. What are you waiting for? And if you really want to stay haughty looking, looks do matter. Come on, don't tell me they don't. Yes, they do. You see, the Silver Fox and I have lasted longer than many, 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 many marriages. And we decided that if we were going to spend the rest of our life looking at each other across the breakfast table or the dinner table, we had to do everything in our power to look good. When you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you look good. When you're on my site, click on the video and then scroll down to the books. Oh, by the way, I'm reading The Second Coming by Thomas Buttrick. This book is unbelievable. Father Jonathan Deshaies' quest begins when his discovery of a rare Trinity symbol on the steps of a Mayan temple matches the blood pattern on a torn piece of Christ's burial shroud. He meets three others who felt their own destinies are tied to their discovery. Together, the four men trek Europe searching for more answers and find that the unique Trinity symbol is now more prevalent than ever before. And yeah, there's evidence that there was and is a second coming of Christ right now. The book is going to be released on July 15th, and I'll have Tom on the air with me. I want you to start thinking about lucid dreams. And we'll talk about that later. Brilliant writer. Absolutely brilliant. The Elixir of Youth. If you're online, you scroll down. The Elixir of Youth, self-published. It's available to you as my gift to you when you call in. 347-637-3789. And then we talk, and then I'm going to have you call me at 847-882-8717. Oh, excuse me, and I'll call you back. Discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Right now. No costly equipment to buy. My methods, techniques are all natural, easy to learn, and once you learn them, they're yours for life. First impressions are lasting. And then your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going? And while I'm on the Elixir, And I'm talking about looking good and feeling good. There are five reasons that kill the glow. Haven't you seen people that just glow all the time? And others are just grumps? We write our own scripts. Life is what we ourselves create. And we're ultimately responsible for everything that happens to us. Bad posture. How you stand and walk. Shoulders rolled over, slumped over. Shuffling. Looking too serious. I don't know, I'm looking at a photo of the guy who's 78 years old who climbs mountains and tackles oceans, and he's smiling. Hey, not bad. 78. Your emotions are a train wreck. And you're not drinking enough water. Nothing will age you faster than dehydration, and we're coming to the summer months. All ages, you need to hydrate. And you don't have a passion about anything. Write this down. There are three essentials to happiness. Something to do, someone to love, and something to hope for. Ask yourself, did I live, did I love, did I matter? And there's the triage, the physical, emotional, and spiritual. And then let's bring in sensual. So pick up the mirror. How do you look? It's all in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And here's a quote that I just love. Like a diamond, we all have many facets that holds you. And the one you see depends on how you hold that diamond, your life, up to the light. How's your life going? Are you in joy? Are you in gratitude? Are you really excited about today? I'm excited about sharing with you. Ah, this guy is incredible. But let's talk about the power of words. Words that hurt, words that empower, words offering reinforcements daily. Thoughts become words, words become action, action becomes habits, happens habits define your character, and character becomes you. Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? Did you wake up this morning and say, oh, good morning, God, the universe? Or did you wake up and say, good God, it's morning? Then you have some life-changing habits to change. We're all habitual creatures, yeah, I know. But how's your life going? I want to know. Fourteen of us came together. Now scroll down, and you'll see the book, Choices. 14 of us came together to share our trials and tribulations with you. Yeah. Oh, by the way, at my lecture tomorrow, they're going to get a book. They're going to get a copy of the book Choices. I hope it doesn't fall on deaf ears. If we could survive the travesties, if we could survive all of the challenges that faced all of us, then you could do, I don't know, no guts, no glory. I can't be too sure about any of you. You know, what's going on with your life? But they very generously, several of the contributing authors came together and said, Kathy, we've got to do this PSA. Seniors, beware. It's pandemic. You know, it's all ages. Con and scam artists exposed. How they target their prey. Hey, they know everything about you. They know what you want. They know that you want to feel secure, to feel loved and valued. Oh, they're pros at sweet talk. Promising a solution to problems, companionship for lonely hearts. Don't you dare send them any money. Don't you dare buy in to these telephone calls. Why are you so lonely? You know it's your choice. What to do? Hang up. Call the police. Call a family member. Above all, do not give out any personal information. No social security number, where you live, etc. Immediately call the fraud hotline at 800-646-2283. Thank you, ARP. Based on reports, do you know that we lose $3 billion a year to con and scams? But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Call 800-646-2283. Thank you, Reviva, Stephen Stressler. He's in the book, From Humble Beginnings to Success. To Chuck Brazelton, Frozen Toes and Fingertips. To Rhea, You Just Gotta Be You. And to Lee, who is the grand dame of home-based businesses. Read their stories. You won't be sorry. The book can be, you call me or email me, and I'll be delighted to give you a discount, and you'll pay shipping and handling on every book, I mean on the amount of book. But if you want to, you could log on to Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com, and Barnes & Noble. And hopefully, you'll read a story that may alter your life, or you may help someone find balance in their life. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners globally. And as long as I have your undivided attention, at least I think I do, let's talk about you. Do you have a product? Do you have a business, a service? Do you have a book? Do you have an invention? Do you have anything that you want to share with the world and you don't quite know how to do it? Radio is a strong communicator, reaching out with frequency. It's a powerful marketing tool. And when you're on Blog Talk Radio under my consortium, I'm going to guide you every step of the way, and it's so affordable. This is a learning curve for you. This is about you and your development. Do you know that all of you are so incredibly talented? You have so much that you have to share with the world, but you got into the habit of listening to people. Dream Stealers. Oh, you can't do that. You're too old. You're too dumb. You're too. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Oh, yes, they will. Oh, yes, they will. And remember, the children are our future. Treat them with velvet gloves. Teach them because you're, we, I am, we're all together as the role models. What kind of role model are you? Why don't you call in and share with me? Does everyone understand you? Does your current advertising identify with your branding? Are you attracting new clients and customers? Would you like to expand your service? But forget about that. I want to grow you. I want the authentic you to surface. Call me at 847-882-8717. It's a 10-week introductory offer. This is not bait and switch. You either learn from it or you don't. And it's so affordable. So affordable. You see, with more than over a half a century of experience in the field of being a talk show host, producer, performance artist, speaker, mentor, I'm in the unique position of being able to appeal to all of you. I've been there, done that. As the population ages, the need for all of this information for your product or service grows and grows. But call me at 847-882-8717. I drank my cup of water this morning, hot water, distilled, and I squeezed in fresh lemon, the juice of a fresh lemon, half of it, and it cuts the fat in your body and it detoxes you. So if my voice gets a little gravelly, that's because. But in any event, welcome to Live with Kathy. The show is sponsored in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and vicinity. Now, my mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to help you recognize them. Help you recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers. Did you know that they offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Have to call, have to log on, ironworkers.org, and you have to qualify. It's a 4-year apprenticeship. But in the 4 years, you're earning money and you're learning, and when you have reached the mountaintop, you don't have tuition fees. College versus trade. It's your choice. And you know that iron workers is the domperion of the trade. Now, if you're going to go to college, that's great. I'm all for higher education, no matter what category, no genre, I love that word, that you choose to participate in. But don't waste the money if you're going to college. Promise? Don't waste the money. Ironworkers.org. today is my day where I don't work out at all. I give my body a rest halfway, midway. This is hump week or hump day or whatever they call it, Wednesday. But when I'm there, I give it my all. Come on, what's an hour out of your life? The benefits that you get from exercise are, it's not even debatable. You know that I work out at Hoffman Estates Park District. They were the 2009 National Gold winners, the award. And they have a 50-plus club. And the consortium is led by Rika Kopp. She's brilliant at what she does. I don't know how she does it. Log on, heparks.org. You don't have to be bored and lonely. It's your choice. Remember I said that we write our own script? And everything that happens to you right now, today, tomorrow, the next day, it's your doing, no one else's. It's your choices you make. Log on, heparks.org. And if you have a little tax issue, ahtax@ameritech.net. That's Greg McIntyre, our CPA. I want you to visualize a happy person smiling, and right next to her put a grump, or very sad, or strike grump, a very sad face. I had enough sadness since May, when Lee passed away on May 1st. And then, on early morning, June 22nd, I got a phone call. My dearest friend, Bev, passed away. She was my lead model on the world stage of fashion. You know what's going to happen, but it's so difficult. All right, let's go back to the happy face and the sad face. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. I didn't look too joyous on those days, and I had to really talk myself into putting on a happy face. Stress, toxicity, and trauma. They're all leading factors in premature aging and, in many cases, death. Good looks are an inside-out approach. You have to treat the skin inside and out to accomplish beautifying the skin. And you could do that with Reviva Labs. RevivaLabs.com. R-E-V-I-V-A Labs.com. Oh, Edith Nam, incredible lady, author of 6 books, and her latest one is Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Are you toxic negative thinking? Or do you want to be positive, filled with energy and power? You have to adopt it, and then adapt it, and then activate it. Can you do that? Her website is enamm.com. And read about her remarkable story, her journey. Home-based businesses. You know, it's a great opportunity in a challenging economy. I don't know if you've been downsized. I have no idea what's going on in your life. Are you retired? Don't you want to refire and rekindle your zest for living? You see, most people don't think they're smart enough and they need a college degree. I don't think Bill Gates needed that. All you need is the desire to achieve. Did you know that most people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? Home-based businesses are exploding. You know, there is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills. We're only 6 days away from the end of June. Are you going to have more June than money? More month than money? You see, when you work with me, and I'm going to use Lee as my master business plan, with her spirit and my intention, together we're going to encourage you to believe in yourself. Can you do it? Log on www.leticia.myshackley.com or call me at 847-882-8717 or log on to simplyageless.net.com. Don't you want to unleash your passion? Why not consider more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? You could have it all. You could work for corporate America and then start your own home-based business. Make it a family affair. Teach your children about finances. Now, the one thing that you're going to have to do is to have a business plan. You have to get it out there. It's called marketing and PR. And the success formula for marketing PR, exposure, repetition, and name recognition. I'm going to tell you about Virtual Portal, but let me do a little sidebar here. I had a little interruption. If you don't think that the big companies don't spend millions of dollars on promotion, you've got another guest coming. I just got an email from a soft drink company, I can't divulge the name, that invited me to participate in their campaign. They want to put their product on the side of my car. And if I qualify, they'll pay me $500 a week. And you don't think that PR and marketing is essential? Oh, yeah. Now, the only reason why I can't do it is my car is leased. And I won't do it because I don't believe in the product. But I'm just pointing that out to you so that you understand that if you're going to create your own home-based business, we got to get the word out there. Now, what is the best way to do it? And I want to tell you, I'm part of this company. I thought, man, they're going to do the work for me. They are simply going to do the work. You know, we're in a technological era. I can't self-promote. I can't be on the phone. I'm just one person. So here's a call to action. This is calling all entrepreneurs, business owners, retirees, corporation. What you focus on, you create. And this is virtual portal. It's something very easy that you could see, that you could walk into. Imagine this process of promoting you, your product, whatever it is, can be used to promote anything. It works with smartphones, computers, incorporating videos. Imagine an opportunity to promote anything with global recognition. Global recognition at far less than usual marketing costs. Virtual portal promotes your products, your service, your book, your invention. We need to know what it is. It's a ground floor opportunity also, which is growing like wildfire worldwide. Virtual portal is the most advanced marketing opportunity today, and you don't have to do the work they do. Log on to, and I'll do this slow. Now remember, the show is archived, so you could go back to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on June 25th. The web is http://Kathy, simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.com. And you know how to email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could call me at 847-882-8717. It's about you. Don't delay your success. I mean, I was just overjoyed when I heard about this. And you see, change is constant. And you need to know when to shift your strategy to accommodate change. And I did. I strategized. I'm going to let them do the work. I'm just going to check my emails and check my website and send, and they're going to send out my video. Not me. They are. Of course there's a fee, but it's affordable. It's affordable. Don't delay your success. Call me and we'll talk more about virtual portal. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the topic today is, how do these people do it? But before we do that, all right, all of you, I have to take the time out, talk to you about your Social Security and Medicare. Did you know that in Washington, there are the powers to be that simply want to take your money, to settle the national debt? It is, I've got pages and pages and pages. And you wonder why you haven't heard about it? You would think that a publicly funded program would have been pretty transparent about its data, but this information has been off limits dating to 1979. That's when a federal injunction stopped Medicare from releasing physician identifying information, but a federal judge overturned the injunction last year in a lawsuit brought by Dow Jones, thus bringing us today's data dump from CMS, Center for Medical and Medicaid Services. They want our money. They want to take it out of Social Security. Hey, Sticky Paws. No, you don't. No, you don't. That's our money. We earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. And you know, I have a solution to leveling the playing field. Are you ready? We want your Social Security and health care. You know, how come these officials, you know, if it weren't so sad, I'm not laughing because I think it's hysterical, but we allowed it, we allowed it, we the people allowed it. Who are these elite people who voted their own pension plan in the hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, close to it? You got to get involved. By the way, they already know about you. But if you don't complain, honey, they're going to get away with it. And not only you, but the generations following will be affected by it. You're going to call the legislative hotline to reach your elected officials in Congress in the White House. 800-998-0180. It's a grassroots movement. Be part of the good fight. You see, when I call in at 847, they will direct me. They'll be an automated, and I'll go right to my elected senator representatives, and you tell them, get involved. We could connect with the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And if you want to be part of the volunteerism, call 800-998-0181. Interesting. There's a guy that wants to run for governor in Illinois. And I wanted to level the playing field with public schools and with this elite group of people, our officials that are running our country. I want their pension plan. And I'm not even shy about it. My goodness. I'd be more than happy with sponsorship to take it on the road. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I will be replying to many of them. You see, I just don't talk about it. I take action. Now, can you imagine being 78 years old? And this guy, unbelievable. His name is Jean. And when he's not climbing a mountain or running a boat, he stays in shape by weightlifting with his arms once a week, by doing leg endurance work with weights once a week, and by stretching almost every single day. But you've got to work with the breath. When I'm in that stairwell, the dynamics change. You have to have lung power. And I want you to be aware that the supplements that you take will help you perform better, whether you're at a high altitude climbing or during an endurance race or doing whatever you need to take. I am a proponent of taking vitamins and supplements. In fact, I took a whole batch of it when I went to Africa. Now, he also plays tennis in the evening 2 or 3 times a week, and he listens to his body. Sometimes he'll do weightlifting 2 times a week or more. He does all of this to maintain as much activity as he can. His longevity goals, parallel mine, are to function properly as long as possible without much muscular pain or fatal illness. I do everything possible to stave off deterioration. I have a good diet, I take supplements, and I exercise. And he admits to being difficult in restaurants. He only drinks red wines in moderation with less than 13% alcohol. And pay attention to how your food is cooked. Cooking fast at high temperatures damages our cells and results in glycation and inflammation. I remember my youth when cooking and the preparation of food was slow and served with a lot of veggies. Today, I tried to eat that way. Now, he avoids most meat, especially red meat, not me. I am Mediterranean, strong like bull. Listen to your body. Be careful of your, be aware of your limits. And he stopped doing glacier climbing at the age of 76. And he was doing solo glacier traversing when his friend died in a crevasse. But when he does choose to climb and compete in sports, the number of years he's been on Earth stays out of his mind. So I'm asking you, can you sail, climb mountains? Are you fit enough to do both? For Jean, no mountain is too high, no ocean too wide. And at the tender age of 78, he's still climbing. Can you visualize you climbing and reaching the summit of some of the most impressive peaks in the world? With plans to scale Monte Rosa in Switzerland, which is one of the highest peaks in the world, in the country. Sailing, climbing are extreme sports that demand a regular regime of weightlifting, doing leg enhancement exercising, stretching every single day. And darlings, it's important to know your limits. These are extreme people. I'd love to meet them. I've done just about everything. I won't do parasailing. I've done scuba diving. You know, I'm a stair climber. And he has the mindset of an Olympiad. And he's been able to stand on the mountain with his arms on stretch saying, I have arrived, I've done it. But all of you, take baby steps, will you promise me? And will you check with your doctor first? Know your limits. Climb one flight of stairs. You don't have to climb 30, 50, 94. I've been in training for over 35 years, and I work with a heart monitor. It's essential. Go online and log in. The importance of a heart monitor. Listen to your body. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Tomorrow at 11:30, It shall be my pleasure. And we're going to talk about the aging icons. Until then, au revoir.